Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
Understanding and using the overload principle. The overload principle is a deceptively simple concept. To make fitness gains, you have to overload the body progressively. Lift heavier weights, run longer, work out more days a week, and so on in order to provide enough stress that the body will adapt and get stronger, faster, and more powerful. As a trainer, you surely know what the overload principle is, but do you really understand it? Enough to plan the best programs for each client? We'll run through the basics of overload and provide some important tips for progressively and safely overloading your clients until they hit their goals. What is the overload principle? The overload principle is one of seven big laws of fitness and training. Simply put, it says that you have to increase the intensity, duration, type, and time of a workout progressively in order to see adaptations. The adaptations are improvements in endurance, strength, or muscle size. In other words, when a client first starts working out after previously being sedentary, they will see some quick gains. But as they get fitter, you'll need to increase the intensity of their training to continue to see these gains. If they continue to lift the same weight for the same number of sets and reps, week after week, the body will have adjusted to the stress and there will be no more adaptations and they will plateau. Issues with the overload principle. Overloading is necessary to make gains in fitness and athletic performance. However, there are some important issues associated with this principle, both what can happen if you don't do it at all and if you don't do it right. Hitting a plateau while ignoring the overload principle. The obvious issue with ignoring the overload principle is the failure to make gains. If you continue to do the same workout or train at the same intensity and frequency, you will make gains only to a certain point. After that, you're not overloading the muscles and hit a plateau with no further improvements or adaptations. This happens because our bodies are very good at adapting to stress. Initially, for a newbie client, that 5-pound weight provides a good amount of stress. The client gets stronger quickly. But over time, the stress level needed in order to make new adaptations rises so high that 5-pound weights just don't cut it. Overreaching and overtraining stress. On the other hand, if you use the overload principle in the wrong way, say by increasing the intensity too quickly, you get into a state of overreaching or overtraining. Overreaching is a short-term problem, a decrease in physical performance that takes days to overcome. Overtraining is a more sustained period of excessive training stress. It can take weeks to months to recover from this state of decreased performance. Some signs of overtraining you should watch out for include increased resting heart rate, increased blood pressure, loss of appetite and weight loss, difficulty sleeping, emotional changes or mood swings, fatigue, chronic muscle soreness, or extended recovery times. Strategies for overloading. There are several ways you can make sure a client is overloading and not hitting a plateau. Essentially, these strategies all involve increasing some factor of a workout. You can increase one, two, or more in a way that makes sense for your client's goals. These different factors together make up what's known as the FIT principle. Frequency. Frequency is the number of times your client works out, usually measured per week. Increasing frequency could mean going from 1 to 2 lifting sessions per week, for instance. Intensity. This is how hard your client is working during a training session. For strength training, you can increase intensity by using progressively heavier weights. In aerobic activities, measuring heart rate is a good way to monitor increasing intensity. Time. The time spent doing a particular exercise, like lifting or running, can be increased to progress and overload. Type. Type refers to the actual, specific exercise your client is doing. You can vary the exact type of strength exercises, for instance, to overload a particular muscle or muscle group, like add leg press to squat to overload the leg muscles. It's important to vary the factors that you change for your client. For instance, one day you may focus on increasing intensity by using heavier weights. In the next session, try and focus on another strategy, like increasing the time spent on weights. For aerobic adaptations for a client who is a runner, work on intensity one day using heart rate and interval training, and increase time with a long, slow run on another day in the same week. Mixing up how you overload the body can help minimize the risks of hitting plateaus on gains. Rules for safe and gradual overloading. Overloading should always be progressive and gradual. Increasing intensity, reps, frequency, and other elements of training too quickly is dangerous. It can cause injuries, lead to muscle soreness, and of course, cause overtraining. Follow these guidelines when planning overload for your clients to keep it safe and progressive. 1. It's essential that progression occurs gradually. You can't go from 5-pound weight bicep curls 1 week to 20 pounds the next without increasing the risk of injury, overreaching, or overtraining. Make a careful plan for how to increase your workout factors that's not too abrupt. 2. For a strength training workout, work on form before moving on to a bigger weight. A safe way to progress the weights is to start with upping time and frequency before intensity. Once your client has mastered a particular movement with safe, good form, start slowly increasing the weight for more intensity. 3. Test your client's maximums to decide on weight amounts and appropriate increases in intensity. 4. It's also important to keep a log of training sessions and how you're increasing frequency, intensity, time, and type. 5. Plan for recovery time. This is when gains happen, and it helps avoid overtraining and injury. Recovery can be an active rest day with a gentle workout like a walk, but it can also involve alternating easy and hard workouts. 6. Don't let your client burn out when training. Working out to collapse or exhaustion is never healthy and is more likely to lead to overtraining. Applying periodization. One way to avoid overtraining from overload is to apply periodization to your client's workouts. To get results from overloading, you don't actually want your clients to progress linearly. It is not a good idea to simply make every workout harder, faster, or longer than the previous one. There should be more variation, which is the idea behind periodization in training. Periodization is a specific planning of training cycles. It's a necessary way to train to accommodate the overload principle. In order to progress and make gains, you have to vary the workouts to overload the body, but you also must accommodate the GAS, General Adaptation Syndrome principle, which says high-intensity training needs to be followed by low-intensity training or rest. By periodizing training, you can plan for progressive overload with cycles of more intense, frequent, longer workouts, and cycles that are lower intensity for rest and recovery. There are 3 types of cycles that go into a periodized training plan. Macrocycles. The macrocycle is a long period of training, lasting 6 months to a year. The macrocycle may coincide with a sports season, like summer and fall running races, or accumulate in one event, like a fitness competition. Your client will have a large, overarching goal for the macrocycle, like running a marathon in a certain time. Mesocycles. A macrocycle is divided into 3 or 4 mesocycles, lasting a couple of weeks to a month. These cycles can hit specific smaller goals, like running a 10K, then a half marathon. They may focus on specific aspects of training, like strength or hypertrophy for lifting. Microcycles. These shorter cycles last about a week, but maybe 2 weeks. Each microcycle is the detailed workouts you plan for your client, keeping the larger goals and focuses in mind. Periodization allows you to vary a client's overall workout and take advantage of overload with appropriate periods of rest or low-intensity activities. Changing up the focus of each mesocycle and varying sessions within each microcycle provide enough overload, variation, and recovery time to help meet the overall macrocycle goals. The overload principle is a crucial, foundational idea in fitness. If you don't overload the body, you will never see gains in muscle strength, endurance, or size, or aerobic fitness. Overstress the body and you will overtrain and see decline in performance or even get injured. Finding the right balance is essential for careful and effective progression. And when combined with periodization and a good training plan, you can help your clients overload the right way, making important fitness gains and hitting athletic and performance goals. If you want to learn more about working with athletes and helping them hit their goals, check out the ISSA's comprehensive course on strength and conditioning.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.